Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
With thin layers of banana on top.
At Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Junior, could I have just a drop of honey in this, please? Just a drop.
The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate, you know?
Oh, boy. Had the right to stuff one of them in a donut.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time to make Stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the show on Western One brought to you by Head On. Head On. Products are available without prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today. All right, it's time for It's Raining Food.
Are you ready? I've always been ready when it comes to food.
The topic today
is fried grasshopper.
Do this, yeah.
You haven't figured out the voice.
No, I haven't. As always, I'm like five steps behind.
I think it works.
I think it'll be. You just want to be out of breath. Heavy breathing is what you did the last time.
Can do. Let's call Sandra.
Oh, and Buzz will need the intro.
You guys have character names for this, or
nope.
You have Don and Mike?
Okay. Rob, you set it up as what?
Don and Mike.
All right.
It's a lady that runs a travel service called the Adventurous Gourmet.
Buzz, segment is called It's Raining Food.
Right.
Good afternoon.
Stand by to go on CBS Radio in 3, 2...
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Little Debbie Snack Cakes presents It's Raining Food with your hosts, Don and Mike. Now, here's Don and Mike.
Good afternoon.
Today we're going to talk about exotic foods and grasshoppers and worms that they eat in Mexico with a lady that runs a travel agency that sends people to exotic locations to enjoy exotic foods.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Let's welcome. Let me see if I've got your name correct.
Sandra.
Sandra Luz Pedregal.
Perfect.
Very good.
I'm impressed.
Have you ever eaten at Outback Steakhouse on a non-holiday weekend?
No.
It's wonderful.
So much food. What's your favorite food, Sandra?
What's my favorite food?
Yeah.
Besides bugs.
Oh, I have so many different favorite foods. See? I just have, for example, some shrimp ceviche, which I absolutely love.
What is it? Some shrimp? Is that shrimp where it's oil? Like in the olive oil?
Is it butter?
No, shrimp ceviche is shrimp that's raw, but basically it's cooked in lemon juice.
You don't fry it?
We like fried foods.
Oh, I love fried too. I love fried crickets or grasshoppers.
Can I take this opportunity to thank the man that came up with the fried mozzarella stick? The art of breading a piece of cheese is the greatest thing I've ever heard of.
And when I've...
Really?
Yeah. I've...
Fried mozzarella cheese?
I've,
boy.
Riz...
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Don. Hold on. You okay, Don?
Where's my inhaler?
Give him his inhaler, please.
My asthma's kicking.
How many trips do you take a year to food locations? There you go. Thank you.
Anywhere between 10 and 12.
I love the poppers.
Oh.
I love when you get
jalapenos
and the cheese.
Cream cheese.
It's so good.
What's your favorite kind of cheese, Sandra?
Oh, I absolutely love a Spanish dry cheese.
Spanish dry cheese.
Yes, it's very, very dry.
I'm partial to blue.
Really?
And it's not spelled like the sky. It's B-L-E-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
I like cheddar.
Cheddar's good.
Cheddar, lots of cheddar.
If you try the cheddar sprinkled on chips, they call them nachos, but it's really cheddar sprinkled on chips.
I put a whole, what I like to do, hold on.
A lot of melted cheddar?
He's taking a puff of his puffer. Hold on a second.
Okay.
What I like to do is take an entire slice of American cheese.
Oh, yeah.
For each nacho.
Oh, yeah. You can actually curl it over the nacho. Doesn't matter how small the chip is.
So good. So good.
Do they have sweets in Mexico?
Yes, they do. They have a lot.
Tell us about them, please.
Well, you can. They make a sweet dessert, which is called ate.
Ate?
I love desserts.
I remember last week my sister told me that I was going to have an ate attack. You know, do you arrange trips to Cincinnati to eat chili?
Not to Cincinnati.
Oh, they have good chili, you know. They don't put the beans in it.
Once we were in Mexico, and we went to...
Hold on, he's getting excited. He's going to talk about Mexico. What did you eat?
It was when we had that donkey sex show.
Oh, yeah.
I had a burrito.
I was so hungry.
To die for.
Boring.
Thank God for boring. Thank God for Bino.
You're in Tijuana, yes?
I'm in San Diego, actually.
What about them fried crickets?
Well, fried crickets is food from southern Mexico. They're really, truly a type of grasshopper.
What do they taste like?
They taste like fried crickets. If they fry them in lard, they taste a little bit like pork, if you want to compare
them. I like lard. I don't think you should fry in that vegetable oil. Lard tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
I have a deep fryer in my bathroom.
Do you have a deep fryer, Sandra?
A small one, yes.
Which do you prefer, a taco?
It's convenient.
Or a burrito?
A taco. I have a preference for corn tortillas.
Here's a trivia question that pertains to Don's deep fryer.
Okay.
What do you call a deep fried burrito?
A chimichanga.
Bingo! Bingo!
You know what that means? You've said the magic word. Mm. That means it's time for us to have a chocolate eclair.
Let's go.
Okay.
Eclair time.
For the eclair.
Here we are. Hold on a second, Sandra.
Just give us a moment.
We will be right back with you.
Stand by.
Okay.
Stand by.
Good. That's it. Mine's gone. What about yours, Don?
Done and done.
Yeah. Do they have anything close to an eclair in Mexico?
You know, there's a lot of French influence in Mexico because the French were there for a few years in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And so there are some French bakeries that make wonderful eclairs and Napoleons.
Hey, you know what my eclair secret is?
Don't tell her.
I'll tell her. I don't care. It's not a real secret, but it does make it better. You want to hear it, Sandra?
Yeah, sure.
Ask for double custard.
Double custard.
Double custard. Mm. Otherwise, you'll get mostly pastry.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm hungry.
I have to go to the bathroom.
When's your next trip, darling?
The next trip's going to be
10 minutes,
in probably one, in about a month.
Oh, you ain't talking to me.
Do you only go to Mexico or do you go to other countries?
I only go to Mexico, and I only go to Northern Baja.
Baja.
Yes, Northern Baja, Tijuana. Mm. I go to Ensenada. I go to the wine country in Baja.
I battle dehydration.
Excuse me?
I'm battling dehydration.
Could we get a Kool-Aid for my friend?
It's a constant struggle.
Kool-Aid.
I want to say the Domino's XLP pizza is only really about two slices bigger than a large.
Is that your dog?
That's my dog.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Grenyes.
What does he like to eat?
He loves chicken and rice, and he's a little bit more conservative on his diet than I am.
How about worms and tequila? Go!
No, the worms and tequila are for me. Well, the thing is that worms are not really in tequila, by the way. They're in mezcal.
I'm so hungry right now. When's the last time we had a snack?
We had an eclair about a minute and a half ago.
That doesn't count. That was a secret word.
How about another eclair? There's seven more in the box. Who ate the extra one? Go!
Too bad you can't pass one across the telephone.
Done.
I'm all set. That's two in the segment. We try to eat eclairs on the show. They're the best pastry. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Do you like dogs?
Yes.
Hot dogs he's talking about.
No, my husky. You know my husky.
Oh, the one that's a little overweight?
He's 340. His name is Hambone.
Hambone the husky dog. He won't be pulling any sleds anytime soon.
He's a good dog. And don't forget my puppy.
Yes.
Little Jim London. He's my little pot belly pig.
That's a puppy? I thought that was a full-size dog.
He's going to get big.
I thought it was a full-size pregnant dog.
He's going to get big like daddy.
Do you like cactuses?
I love cactus.
Can you eat them?
Yes. Well, there's a nopal, which is a type of cactus. Mm. And once you boil it, you cut it and you can cook it with...
Cornbread. Cornbread.
Cornbread's the answer for everything.
Cornbread works for me. They have that in Mexico,
cornbread.
No?
Yes, they do.
I have a 72-pound domestic cat called Whiteside.
Do you like talk?
Do I like what?
My friend is going to drop his chalupa.
Do you like Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, where are you on Taco Bell, Sandra?
I'm crazy about it.
Mm.
I
prefer the fried crickets.
How about Don Pablo's?
I've never heard of Don Pablo's.
Taqueria?
Where is that located?
Taco John's?
Mmm.
What about
Anita's?
Not here in San Diego.
Okay. What's the best restaurant in San Diego?
I can't answer that. I got it.
Well, there's several very good restaurants.
In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger.
I love In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger.
How about Carl's Jr.? You have them?
I like
Carl's Jr.
Mm. How many Carl's Jr.'s superstars do you think I can eat in one sitting?
Sounding like a superstar.
How many do you think I can eat in one sitting?
Do you know, Sandra, I've got a tip for eating a big burger. You know what the tip is?
What is it?
Remove the tomato.
I've eaten eight.
Unnecessary.
Eight superstars at one time.
Oh, boy, it's hard to breathe. They got the oxygen turned off in here or
is
what?
Is it hot in here?
Jeez, I don't know.
I'm starved.
How much does it cost to take one of your trips?
Anywhere between $50 and $79.
Is breakfast included?
Nope, breakfast is not included.
Boo!
Where's my Doritos?
Ketchup is like a tomato in a pocket.
You know, right? In a pinch.
Remember that fried crickets are a little bit expensive because they bring them to Tijuana all the way from the city.
Are you okay? Take another puff. Take another puff.
Where's my inhaler?
Here's your inhaler.
Get his inhaler. We're talking with Sandra Luz Pedregal.
Last question. Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut
and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
No, I've eaten the jelly out of a jelly donut, but I've never refilled the donut.
I would applaud if my hands had the strength to meet together, but they get caught where my stomach is. Would you mind if I applauded for you on my stomach? Let's see if the microphones can pick this up.
Sandra, you're a real trooper.
Okay. I just hope he's okay.
He's fine. He gets a little excited when we talk about food.
What's your website, Sandra?
What's my what?
Your website?
Your website.
Oh, my website's The Adventurous Gourmet.
The Adventurous Gourmet.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
What?
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yuck.
Will you send us a... Do you make your own food?
At home, yes.
Will you send us some food?
I will send you some food. Tell me where to send it.
No vegetables.
No vegetables, okay?
Well, cactus is a vegetable.
No, no cactus. It's too green. Send us something good. Send us some candy.
We like any food that's brown.
Brown and fried.
Brown and fried.
Or candy will do.
Okay.
Send us some, please.
I will send you some ate.
What are you going to send?
I'm going to send some ate.
Some what?
Some what? Send us an American thing.
Send us Reese's. We like Reese's.
But make sure that they're properly packaged so that they don't melt.
They don't melt.
We got that one time. It was gross.
And then we had to lick the wrappers.
So tedious. Are you hungry, Sandra?
I just ate, so not right now.
Oh,
in our next
that don't
segment,
matter.
We're going to be talking to our favorite Andes, Andy Richter and Andy Reid. Going to be all about Andes. And don't forget, a really skinny young man. It's very funny. Frank Caliendo's coming on the show.
We love comedians. And, of course, your tickets to see John Panette coming up at the end of the show.
He's super. Well, have you enjoyed your time on the show, Sandra?
Yes, I have.
Thank you for being with us. And bon appetit.
Same to you.
Happy eating.
What's for dinner
tonight?
Yes, what are you having for dinner? We forgot to ask our last question.
Oh, what I'm having for dinner. I am going to go to a Spanish restaurant or a Georgian-Russian restaurant.
I go to the Spanish. They have more fried.
I wish I could go to restaurants.
Yes, I can't anymore.
In case you don't know.
Who got kicked out of the all-you-can-eat buffet?
I'm doing the show with the satellite ISDN line. Because I'm too heavy to leave my home.
But that doesn't stop you from getting the finest carry out. I'd bring it to you myself if I could move better.
No booth can suit me.
Mm.
And they said on the airplane, you gotta buy 3 seats.
What a bunch of crap.
To 3 seats.
One complaining customer.
Forget it.
It's ridiculous.
Forget it.
To hell with you, Southwest.
Hey, good talking to you. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too. Hey, good luck, Sandra Luz Pedregal.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How long was that segment?
14.
I'm tired. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah.
I got a blockage. And I don't know where.
Run her back, Rob.
See how it went.
She stayed on the line. God love her.
Yeah.
She sure did.
It's amazing how people do that if they want to promote something.
She's worried about Dawn, though.
She is.
Aren't we all? Hey, what was she promoting?
I don't know.
Her website.
Mike Show. Thanks for coming on with us. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
I told him.
How do you think it went? I do, too. We enjoyed it very much. We'd like to have you on again sometime. And good luck.
I just want to tell her how heavy we are.
Our website?
Ask her to guess our weight, combined
would you
weight.
Like to guess their weight?
Because our combined weight is over 800 pounds.
800 pounds.
Tell her, she can come back on the air and win a prize.
Would you like to come back on the air and guess their weight to win a prize? Okay, hang on. When you hear voices, you'll be back on the radio.
She's in.
We forgot to give the prize.
Yeah, we always have the guess our weight. Because really we're not embarrassed by it. That's the thing. People shouldn't be embarrassed by their weight, and that's what we promote on this raining food.
Now, for $1 in fried chicken, for every pound, how much do you think our combined weight is as of this morning?
We will actually give you the winning prize if you're within 200 pounds either way.
Combined
456. Oh, you are way off. You better get your multiples by two.
I weigh 402. And I have just tipped the scales this morning at a whopping 414 pounds.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
That's right. And I'm still wearing the pants that I got married in.
Cool.
Even though you didn't win, we have...
You okay?
Oh.
Come on.
Month's worth of free iced coffee for you at Dunkin' Donuts.
Enjoy your iced coffee.
Get the refreshing lift you need to beat your best old summer walk with a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts America runs on Dunkin'. Price of Spice Bay.
Stand up.
Mary.
Sit up. You're strangling yourself again.
Hey, Mary.
Daytime apnea. Daytime apnea.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, love.
Hold on, please. Hold on,
darling.
Please, be love.
Man, I could eat her right up.
When we come back,
she's a nice cookie. You all right?
You can do this.
Constipation. That's our topic.
Constipation. How to free yourself of the demon. Oh, she's still on the phone.
Put her on hold.
I'm sorry.
She's a lovely lady.
Yes.
She's nice.
Very nice.
Real nice. I'd love to take her to dinner. I wasn't housebound.
We're both housebound.
It's okay. As long as we can hear the phone. It's not under us.
Under our big, gigantic, 400-pound asses. Our rolls of ass.
I lost the remote for 4 hours last week.
I kept saying, leave it on channel 5. And every time you'd roll over to get something to eat, it changed to channel 9.
But I don't care how fat we get. No one is taking away our mini bikes. Or our cowboy hats. Keep the mini bikes, I said.
Robbie?
Yes?
Where's my Velcro shoes?
You busted through them again.
Leave the mini bikes in the garage.
They're hungry.
Jesus, I'm starving.
Hurry, break?
Do.
Okay.
Where's Rabbit's lasagna?
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.